In Sync, Beyond the Limits. Each man is his own ocean in motion, with his own agony and ecstasy along his life's journey. Every beat as tumultuous as the tossing, turbulent sea.
There's never a right time, except the time we make right. Richmond Ahigbe. Never a right time. Perhaps through the gate of safe indulgence or the will of the divines, man has launched on the basis that is a force, a superhuman controlling his life. With this assertion and belief, he takes everything which happens to him daily as the works of the divine. Even his own mistakes, unpreparedness, and human intuitive actions, once born out of selfishness or otherwise, both the good and pleasant things he does. The Bible made it abundantly clear that we are gods on the earth. Therefore, we possess the kingship virtue, having become joint heirs of God's kingdom. The greatest gift, as often said, that God gave to humanity is the free will, the choice factor. Whatever becomes of man's day is as a result of his own decision or decisions. Thus, it would be out of place to blame anyone or any force. Man becomes the center of choice between the evil and the good. So, he wouldn't wait for a sign, a demonstration, and divine intercession in his life in order for him to make the right moves and or take decisions. Man hereby becomes the center of his own affairs. He is justified or condemned by the effect or result of his decision and choice. He wouldn't wait for the right time when bags of money would drop from heaven as in the days of Moses and the Israelites. He must carry out achievable, realistic, and objective goals each day of his life in order to make a bag of money. No great person in history and to date ever waited for the right time. Instead, they all made the right time. You can watch the ladder until the sun goes down, or you can choose to climb until the going down of the sun. Our forefathers saw what today's meteorologists read as weather forecast as an act of the divines. The rain, the earthquake, the tsunami and hurricane, there's never a right time. We must begin to see the timeline of events in our lives as the direct result or effect of our own choices. The law of cause and effect states, there's nothing which exists without a cause, and there's no cause without an effect. No cause is too small to have an effect. The greatest challenge of our time is the boldness to accept our responsibility, for us to claim ownership of our weaknesses, because it was the effect of a poor choice or decision cause. When we ascribe every poor decision or choice we make to a force, the underworld, or a superhuman, it patterns our belief system. We even act unconsciously and make poor decisions and choice by default. It becomes subconscious effect, and our everyday life have been programmed to it. We will always make bad decisions and get haunted by it. We expect that somewhere, somehow, someday, somewhat, that the right time will come. Believe me, it will never come. We must therefore subjectively make objective choices and decisions, believing you can never make a mountain out of nothing, knowing full well that there's never a right time except the time we make right. It will surprise many to see that many of the dreams they do hope to happen someday lies in the choice of their today. The offshoot of every dream is in the hand of the dreamer. The reality of your dream is in the state of the re-you. Time doesn't wait for you, then why wait for time? Thank you for listening. For more information, you can follow me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Richmond Ahigbe or on Twitter @Richmond_Yande. God bless you. See you at that time.